今天是复活节
，Today is Easter。
无论你现在在哪里
，No matter where you are，
让我先恭祝你复活节非常非常快乐。
Let me greet you a very 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 happy Easter。
Amen。
Amen。
在我们整个信仰当中，复活节是个最快乐的日子了。
It is the most joyful occasion for us believers。
因为复活节是我们整个信仰当中不可少的支柱。
And because resurrection is the very firm foundation of our Christian faith。
为什么复活节这么重要呢
？Why？Resurrection is so important.
因为主的复活证明了耶稣的确是神的儿子。
Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ proved that Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God.
主的复活也证明他能够胜过罪恶死亡的权柄。
His resurrection also proven that he has power to overcome power of sins and death.
他的复活也证明了他的确为我们人类开了一条又新又活的道路。
He also opened a new and a living way for all of us.
让我们不再活在羞耻跟恐惧当中。
Therefore, we are no longer living in shame and also in fear.
今天在耶稣基督里面，我们可以享受自由喜乐的生命。
And therefore, in Jesus Christ, you can enjoy a freedom and also a life of joy.
弟兄姐妹，今天我看见很多的信徒在生活当中软弱无力。
Today, I see many Christians they are living in weaknesses and also in helplessness.
就是因为不明白主复活所带给我们的恩典呢。
Because they don't understand the blessing that brought forth from the resurrection.
多少时候我们把主的复活只是当做一个宗教的知识。
And sometimes we just regard resurrection is just like the knowledge of our religion.
大家只是讲讲听听说说
We just talk about it and just hear say and that say
好像跟我们没有什么直接的关系
It seems that they have nothing to do with us personally
但事实上主的复活与你大有关系
But actually it has everything to do with you
所以今天只要跟你一同分享
So today I want to share with you
主复活带给你的三个恩典
And three blessings from the resurrection of our Lord Jesus
首先第一个恩典
First blessing
主要赐给你一个得胜的生命
And the Lord will give you a life of victory
主要给你一个得胜的生命
The Lord will give you a life of victory
弟兄姐妹今天我们所相信的主耶稣他不但为我们而死而且从死里复活了
And brother and sister the Lord that we believe in not just died for us but also he was risen from the dead
他不但是代替我们承受神对罪的刑罚
Not only he bore upon himself all the punishment of our sins
他也要赐给我们每一个人新的生命
But he also gave us a new life
换句话说，耶稣基督的得胜不只在十字架上一次的得胜而已。
In other words, the victory that Jesus Christ won on the cross is not just one-time victory.
他的心意是要在我们的里面每天带领我们得胜。
But his will to lead us in victory every single day.
所以在哥林多后书第五章十七节里面这样说。
And therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says,
所以若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new is here.
弟兄姐妹，你可知道你生命中的旧事是可以过去的吗
？Brother and sister, do you know that the old thing in your life can pass away?
无论是过去的罪恶或软弱
，whether it's the former sin or your weaknesses，
无论是过去黑暗的权势
，or the past power of darkness，
生命中的伤害
，or the hurts in your life，
在基督里。都是可以成为过去的
And all this will come to pass in Jesus Christ
因为主在十字架上已经断开了一切罪恶黑暗权势的捆绑
Because on the cross Jesus Christ has broken all the bondages of sin and also this darkness
今天我要你记住一件事情
But today I want you to remember this
一个已经被断开的捆锁是不能够再捆绑你的
And the bondage has been broken can no longer take hold of you
换作今天你可以不必再活在罪恶羞愧当中了
In other words, today you don't need to live in sin or shame
你可以不必活在苦毒跟怨恨当中了
You don't need to live in hate and also bitterness
你可以宣告在基督里一切的旧事已经过去了
You can declare in Christ all has gone
那个锁链已经被断开了
And the chain has been broken
一切都要变成新的
Everything become new
耶稣基督不但为你得胜
Jesus Christ not just want a victory for you
而且他要在你每天的生活当中带领你得胜
But he was going to lead you in your everyday life to have victory
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
不但我们今天可以得胜我们生命中的黑暗
Not only we can overcome the darkness in our life
而且神也给我们权柄来得胜 仇敌的攻击。
He also gave us the power to overcome the attack of the enemy.
你还记得有一次主耶稣在地上的时候
？Do you remember when Jesus Christ was on the earth?
他差遣七十个门徒两个两个出去。
He sent out 70 disciples two by two go out.
在路加福音第十章十七到十九节这样说。
In Luke chapter 10 verses 17 to 19 says.
十七节那七十个人欢欢喜喜回来说主啊因你的名就是鬼也服了我们。
And the 70 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.
十八节耶稣就对他们说我曾看见撒旦从上坠落像闪电一样。
And verse 18, he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
十九节耶稣接下来说我已经给你们权柄可以践踏蛇和蝎子又胜过仇敌一切的能力断没有什么可以害你们的。
And verse 18, he said, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you.
我就想到这次新冠病毒的疫情啊。
I'm thinking about this coronavirus.
我告诉你，这就是一个魔鬼撒旦的工作。
It is the work of Satan himself.
因为圣经说，魔鬼撒旦的工作就是偷窃、杀害、毁坏嘛。
Because the work of Satan is to come to steal, kill, and destroy.
我们看见这次疫情使得多少人失去生命。
And we see this virus has taken many lives.
失去工作。
And many jobs.
失去平安。
And many peace.
失去我们所拥有的东西。
And many things that we have possessed.
但神的话在这说，做神的儿女可以不必害怕。
But the word of God tells us, as the children of God, we need not to be afraid.
主已经把得胜的权柄赐给我们了。
He gave us authority for victory.
你知道在十七节里面主这样在说，和主啊，你的名就是连鬼都服了我们。
Even in verse 17 says, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.
这里这个服这个字啊
，and this word submit
在原文里面就是有一种像这种。电灯的开关一样的意思。
The original language is like the switch that you turn on and off.
魔鬼虽然可以打开他的作为。
And although the demon can turn on his work.
但今天靠着主得胜的名，我们可以关闭魔鬼的作为。
But in Jesus' victorious name, we can turn off Satan's work.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
魔鬼虽然可以打开他的作为来。
Satan, although he can turn on his work.
但我们可以奉主名来关闭。
But in Jesus' name, we can turn it off.
弟兄姐妹，你可知道今天神给我们这样的权柄来关闭魔鬼的作为吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know that you have the authority by God to turn off the work of the enemy?
可以关闭魔鬼在我们身上的作为。
And to turn off every work Satan has on us.
能够关闭魔鬼在我们家庭中的作为。
To turn off every work in our family.
甚至能够关闭魔鬼在我们社区、在我们城市的作为。
Even in our community and in our city.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们需要为我们自己、为我们的家庭、为我们的城市来做宣告。
So brothers and sisters, we need to declare for ourselves, for our family, and for our community and city.
事实上，在这段居家隔离的日子
，In fact, during this shelter-in-place time,
我常觉得这是最好为社区行进祷告的时刻。
I say best time for you to do prayer work in your community.
反正现在散步是许可的嘛。
I say now you can allow to walk in your neighborhood.
你就一边散步
，You can just walk along.
一边宣告
，And declare along.
奉主得圣名，关闭魔鬼撒旦。
In Jesus' victorious name, turn off every work of the enemy.
关闭这个病毒的蔓延。
And also turn off the spreading of this virus.
我相信，当我们个人在不同的地区凭信心一同来宣告的时候
，I believe each of us in different community as we declare this,
我们就要看见神的手在我们中间施行拯救。
We're going to see how God's going to use His hand of deliverance to help us.
神要亲自止住魔鬼撒旦的作为来。
We're going to stop the work of the enemy himself.
Amen.
Amen.
第二
Second,
我们看见主要永远与我们同在。
And the Lord will be with you forever.
主要永远与你同在。
The Lord will be with you.
第二节做一个基督徒哦。
Brothers and sisters, as Christian,
无论你的环境如何改变
，no matter how changes is your circumstances,
有一件事情是你需要确信
，and one thing that you need to be sure of,
那神必要与你同在
，the Lord will be with you.
约翰福音十四章十六节这样说
，and John chapter 14 verse 16 says,
主说我要求父，父就另外赐给你们位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在
，and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another.Advocate or counselor to help you and be with you forever.
今天当我们接受耶稣做我们个人救主的时候
，Today as we receive Jesus Christ as our personal savior,
他就要赐下圣灵内住在我们的里面。
He's going to give us the Holy Spirit indwell in us.
圣灵不但与我们同在
，Holy Spirit not only with us,
而且就永远不离开了。
That He will never leave you.
什么叫永远不离开
？What does it mean by never leave you?
意思就是你想赶也赶不走。
So meaning, no matter how much you want to chase him away, he will not go away.
你想甩也甩不掉。
You can just throw him off, and he will not go off.
圣灵随时与你同在。
The Holy Spirit will be with you all the times.
换言之，你永远不会孤单的。
That you'll never be alone.
你知道，有时候当你在人世间活的时候
，Sometimes as you live in this world,
虽然你每天面对很多人
，although you face many difficulties,
很多人在你眼前出现
，and many people appear before you.
很多人在你旁边经过
，and people just pass by you。
可是很多你还是觉得是你一个人吗
？But you feel that you are by yourself。
你一个人孤孤单单要面对生活中各样的重担难处。
Or you're so alone and facing all the burdens of your life。
但是要做一个基督徒，你需要知道你永远不是孤单的。
In fact, as Christian, you need to know that you are never alone。
因为你的神永远与你同在。
Because your God is always with you。
Amen。
Amen。
但我却发现今天很多的基督徒好像在活着一个我叫做属灵的单身生活了。
And today I feel that many Christians are living in like spiritual singlehood.
什么意思啊
？What does it mean？
哎，我请问你，这个做一个单身的跟结婚的最大的不同在哪
？What is the greatest difference between single and married？
我的意思不说哪个比较好啊。
I don't mean that which one is better than the other.
我只能说，请问做单身的跟结婚的人最大的不同在哪
？Let me ask you, what is the greatest difference between the married and the single person？
做单身的人呢？
A single,
想去哪里就去哪里嘛。
Whatever you want to go, you just go ahead.
你想干什么就干什么。
Whatever you want to do, just go ahead.
但结了婚了呢
？But after you got married,
你可以这样做吗
？Can you do that?
No, 你不可以这样做。
No, you cannot do that.
结了婚的人最好学习问一下嘛。
A married person, the best for you to do is to ask.
亲爱的
，My dear,
我们可以一起做这件事情吗
？Can we do this together?
亲爱的
，My dear，
我们可以去那里吗
？Or can we go to that place？
如果你不问的话，难怪你的婚姻充满冲突嘞。
If you don't ask, no wonder your marriage are filled with conflicts。
可今天我看见很多基督徒却从来不去问一下圣灵啊。
But today I feel that many Christians don't even bother to ask the Holy Spirit。
圣灵啊，你觉得我可以去这里吗
？Holy Spirit, do you think that I can go to this place？
圣灵啊，你觉得我可以做这件事情吗
？Holy Spirit, can I do this？
我们从来不问。
Oh, we never ask Holy Spirit.
好像我们还是个属灵的单身人士。
As if that we are spiritually single.
一切事情都独来独往。
Everything just do by ourselves.
有福自享嘛，有难自当啊。
Oh, we have blessing, we take care of ourselves. If we have problem, we just do it ourselves.
Hey, 让我再次提醒你啊。
Hey, let me remind you once again.
在属灵的生命上，你永远不是孤单一个人的。
In your spiritual life, you are never alone.
你不再是单身的。
You are no longer single.
主永远与你同在。
The Lord will be with you forever.
我还记得有一次有一个从非洲的一个宣教士来到我们中间来分享。
I remember one time there was this missionary from Africa came and shared with us.
好，有一次他在非洲的这个乡下里面开车。
And one time he was driving in the village.
你知道在非洲的乡下开车是有时候你开好久都看不到另外一家车子。
Because as you drive in a village in Africa, you drive for a long period of time, yet you don't see a single car.
他那天在乡下开车
，At that time he was driving in the village.
忽然间发现车子抛锚
，And suddenly the car broke down.
他就走下车来
，And he just walked down from the car.
向神祷告
，Just pray to the Lord.
他主啊
，Say, Oh Lord,
我们的车子坏了
，Our car is broken.
Wow,
wow.
当我听他这句话，我很受感动，很震撼
，Deeply moved and shocked by what he has said.
他没有说主啊，我的车子坏了
，He did not say, Oh Lord, my car is broken.
他说：“主啊，我们的车子坏了。”
Say, Oh Lord, our car are broken.
哦，在那个时候，真的明白一个很重要的真理啊。
By that time, I understand a very important truth.
弟兄姐妹，今天一个基督徒要想有一个得胜的生命的经历。
And brothers and sisters, we need to experience this victorious life.
我们一定要学习从我到我们啊。
We need to learn to move from I to we.
主啊，是你与我，我们。
Oh Lord, it is you and I, it is we, us.
今天我们所遇见的问题不再是我的问题。
Oh, the problem that we face is no longer my problem.
而是主啊，我们的问题。
Oh Lord, it is our problem.
不再说主，我的家庭。
It's not just Lord, my family.
主啊，这是我们的家庭。
Oh Lord, it is our family.
主啊，我们这不是我的财物而已。
Oh, it's not just my possession.
主，这是我们的财物。
But it is our possession.
说不再是我的选择而已
，No longer just my choice，
而是主我们的选择。
But Lord, it is our choice。
哦， 你一定要明白主一直与你同在。
You need to understand that the Lord is always with you.
你的生命要从我进入到我们。
Your life needs to move from I to we.
不再是你一个人孤单来面对。
Not just you alone facing all the problems.
而是主与你一同来面对。
But the Lord will face the problem together with you.
弟兄姐妹想想看。
Brothers, just think for a moment.
今天如果你的祷告是说主啊，我的车子坏了。
If your prayer is to be, Oh Lord, my car is broken.
那主就会说，哦，你的车子坏了吗？赶快去修一下吧。
Oh, the Lord say, Oh, the car is broken. Go ahead and repair it.
但如果你说主啊，是我们的车子坏了。
But you say, Lord, our car is broken.
主就说啊，那我的车子也坏了。
Oh, the Lord say, Oh, my car is also broken.
我最好赶快去修一下。
Amen. Then we can quickly go and repair this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
弟兄姐妹，我没有在跟你开玩笑。
Now, brother and sister, I'm not joking with you.
这个心态是很重要的。
Oh, this attitude is so important.
是主啊，我们。
Oh Lord, it is us.
不只是我。
Not just I.
是我们。
But it is us.
你与我同在。
You are with me.
很多人问说啊，后来那个宣教士后来怎么样了呢？
Many people ask, then what happened to the missionary?
我告诉你，当那个宣教士那天这样祷告说，主啊，我们的车子坏了。
Let me tell you, when the missionary prayed a prayer, Oh Lord, our car is broken.
不久之后，居然有另外一部车子经过那条路。
Not long after that, there was this car passing along that road.
就把他带回到城市里面，找人来修车了。
And brought him to the city and repaired the car.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
弟兄姐妹，今天你真的明白神的同在吗？
Brother and sister, do you really understand that God's presence is with you?
神的同在不只是一个圣经的知识而已。
God's with you is not just a head knowledge.
是我们生活真实的经验。
It is our true and real experience in life.
今天无论你在生活上遇到任何的难处跟抉择，
No matter what decision, what difficulty you face in your life,
你都需要来求告圣灵。
You need to ask the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就要在凡事上给你智慧。
In all things, Holy Spirit will give you wisdom.
赐给你安慰跟指引。
Give you comfort and guidance.
你知道我常常说，其实在我们人生的过程当中，最需要的就是安慰跟指引。
I often say that in our life, what is most needed are comfort and also guidance.
但你知道圣灵的名字就是安慰师耶。
And the name of the Holy Spirit is Comforter.
他就是辅导者，是 Counselor 吗？
Oh, he also is a Counselor.
神乐意把安慰跟指引真的是在我们生命当中来带领我们。
The Lord is willing to give us comfort and guidance in our life.
圣灵就住在我们里面。
Holy Spirit living in us.
永远不离开。
Never leave us.
我常说这个就好像今天我们在开车的时候都用 GPS 嘛。
I say often when we drive nowadays we have GPS.
今天你也不用看地图了。
I don't need to look at the map.
你也不用找路了。
You don't need to find a way.
绞尽脑汁想尽办法找路，不需要。
Try every way to look for a direction.
你只要把这个地址打进 GPS 里面。
You just key in your address on the GPS.
你就发现它会带你往前走。
Then you realize that he will going to lead you.
往前走。
Go forward.
左转。
Left turn.
右转。
Right turn.
走错了还会recalculating, 重新估算一下。
After you got the wrong way, is it recalculating?
同样今天我常常觉得圣灵就是神赐给我们基督徒一个好像 built-in 的里面属灵的 GPS。
I feel like Holy Spirit is what God has given us, a built-in spiritual GPS, our Holy Spirit.
他在我们人生当中就要指引我们的道路。
And he's going to lead us and direct us in our life.
向前走。
Move forward,
左转
left turn,
右转
right turn,
走错了还 recalculating 一下。
After you made a wrong turn, say recalculating.
那你说牧师，我怎么从来没有经历过，没有感觉到？
You say, Pastor, why I never experienced this?
因为你从来没有开机啦。
Because you never turned that GPS on.
你从来没有问一下啦。
Oh, you never bothered to ask.
你都是独来独往嘛。
You just do it on your own way.
你只是绞尽自己的脑子，想尽自己的办法嘛。
Try every means, every way, do it yourself.
哦，圣灵永远与你同在。
Holy Spirit will be with you forever.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
他永远不离开你。
He will never leave you.
只要你问一下。
As long as you ask Him,
神必然指引你的道路。
God will direct your way.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
第三
，Third,
主要亲自为你开道路的。
The Lord will make a way for you.
主要亲自为你开道路的。
The Lord will make a way for you.
弟兄姐妹，主从死里复活证明了一件事情。
Brother and sister, Jesus Christ risen from the dead has proven this.
那就是我们的神是一位打开坟墓的神啊。
Our Lord is the one who can open out the grave.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
坟墓代表什么？
What is grave representing?
坟墓就代表一种捆锁嘛。
It's like a bondage.
挣不开的捆锁。
Oh, something that you cannot get rid of.
多少时候在你生命当中好像一种无形的捆锁在你身上。
And so many times in your life there is this invisible bondage.
无法挣脱。
Or you cannot get rid of it.
坟墓是什么？
What is grave?
坟墓就是那种隔绝嘛。
It's like a separation.
不是吗？
Isn't that so?
人死了与活人隔绝。
After you die, living and the dead are separated.
你与其他人隔绝。
You are separated from other people.
多少时候我们在人际关系里面，我们面临一种好像隔绝的光景。
So many times in our relationship, we are separated from one another.
沟不通啊。
Or we cannot communicate.
隔绝。
Or separated.
坟墓代表什么？
What is grave?
坟墓代表一种不可能的环境。
Oh, something that is impossible.
人死了，死了就是不可能。
When people is dead, it's dead. Nothing can be done.
那是一种不可能的处境。
Oh, it is an impossible situation.
弟兄姐妹，多少时候今天在我们生活当中，我们不是照样面对这种生命的坟墓吗？
Brothers and sisters, so many times in our life, we are facing like the grave of our life.
多少生命当中的捆锁？
Oh, there are so many bondages in our life.
人际关系的隔绝。
Relationship being separated.
心灵里面的捆锁。
And the bondage in our spirit.
不可能的环境。
Oh, impossible situation.
我们好像被困在坟墓里面。
We are assumed that we are in bondage of this grave.
但弟兄，你可知道我们的神是一个能打开坟墓的神吗？
But brother, do you know that our God is the one who can open out the grave?
你可知道我们的神是为了在你生命困境当中为你开路的神吗？
Don't you know that he can open the way for you in your dead end?
事实上整本圣经都证明了一件事情。
Actually, the whole Bible has proven this one thing.
那是我们的神是为他的百姓开路的神。
And our God is the one who can open the way for his people.
Amen.
Amen.
在创世纪里面我们看见亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的故事。
And in the book of Genesis, we heard the story of Abraham and Sarah.
你看见亚伯拉罕跟撒拉年纪老迈。
Oh, they have already advanced in age.
他们没有孩子。
They don't have any children.
他们向神呼求。
Oh, they cried out to God.
神垂听他们的祷告。
God heard their prayer.
神赐给他们儿子叫做以撒。
And God gave them a son called Isaac.
哎，你知道以撒的名字的意思是什么？
Hey, do you know what is the meaning of Isaac?
以撒的名字意思是神使我喜笑。
And actually, the meaning of Isaac is God, made me laugh.
Wow, 我常想到，你可以想象撒拉每次叫他孩子的时候吗
？Can you imagine whenever Sarah called his son?
Hey, 神使我喜笑，来啊
！Oh, God made me laugh, come.
神使我喜笑，来啊
！Oh, God made me laugh, come.
Wow, 何等奇妙、宝贵的名字
！Oh, what an amazing, precious name.
哎，你可知道我们的神是能够使你重新喜笑的神吗
？Hey, do you know that our God is the one that can once again make you laugh?
哦，我常常觉得中国基督徒啊。最缺乏的就是喜乐。
And sometimes I feel that Chinese Christians, what is most lacking is joy and laughter.
中国基督徒都是很有平安的。
We have a lot of peace, Chinese Christians.
可是就是很多的重担。
We have a lot of burdens.
很难喜乐的。
It's very hard for us to smile.
但是我们的神是那个使你重新喜笑的神。
But our God is the one who can once again make you laugh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
在出埃及记的时候。
In the book of Exodus.
当摩西带领以色列人到红海边缘。
Oh, when Moses led the people, at the shore of this, Red Sea.
他们看见红海在前面。
Oh, saw this Red Sea before them.
埃及的追兵在后面。
And the chariots and the army of Egyptians at the back.
无路可走啊。
No way out.
哦，我们就看见人无路可走，在人觉得绝路的时候，神在红海当中为他们开一条道路。
When people come to their dead end and no way out, God's going to open the way in the Red Sea.
圣经说，好叫以色列人能够在干地上走过红海。
The Bible tells us Israel can walk on dry land through the Red Sea.
我每次读到这个故事，我都觉得很感动。
When I read this story, I was so touched.
你知道神真的很怜悯我们。
Our God has so merciful on us.
想想看，如果神只把红海打开了
，If the Lord just open out this Red Sea，
请问你这是很大的神迹了
？Already a great miracle.
这已经很大的神迹了。
It's a great miracle already.
红海打开，我们应该谢天谢地啊！
Thank God that this Red Sea has been departed.
但如果是湿淋淋的一片泥巴，你可踩一点很湿淋淋的。
It is wet and muddy road.
你叫以色列人这个大批人马怎么过？而且这个
great number of Israel, how can they walk through that?
但上帝何等怜悯啊
！But our God is so merciful.
不但打开红海
，not just open up the Red Sea.
是干地啊
！Oh, but they were walking on dry land.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
神何等怜悯我们啊
！Our God is so merciful.
上帝是为我们开路的神。
Our God is the one who can open the way for us.
而且预备干地给我们。
And prepare this dry land for us.
在撒母耳记里面，我们看见一个妇人叫哈拿的。
In the book of Samuel, a woman called Hannah.
她是一直没办法生育。
And she was barren.
在那个时候，年轻的妇女无法生育是很羞耻的事情。
At that time, for young woman is barren is very shameful.
她不断地向神呼求。
She continued to cry out to the Lord.
神垂听她的祷告。
And God heard her prayer.
赐给她个孩子。
And give her a son.
取名叫撒母耳。
And call Samuel.
你可知道撒母耳的名字叫什么意思？
Do you know what is the meaning of Samuel?
就是神听见了。
Samuel is what God heard.
哦，多少时候我们以为神没有听见？哦、
oh, ，sometimes we thought that God never hears us。
哦，我们很多时候一定要大声呼喊， oh, 以为神耳朵有点聋啊。
Oh, we need to cry out to the Lord, feel that God is deaf。
No, 神听见了。
No, God heard you。
你第一次向他祷告，他就已经听见了。
The first time you call out to him, he already heard you。
Hallelujah！ 你在神面前向他的呼求，神都明白。
And every call that you call out to God, God understands。
神必按照他的时候亲自来成就的。
According to his own time, he accomplished that for you。
Hallelujah！ 在历代志下，我们看见约沙法王面对摩押王的攻击的时候。
In Second Chronicles, we see how the king of Joab faced enemy of Moab。
我们看见当时摩押大军围困他们。
At that time, see the Moabites, they were all surrounded this the nation that are ruled by Jehoshaphat.
他们没有出路啊。
They don't have a way out.
神就吩咐约沙法把这个诗歌班的人放在军队前面走。
And so God asked Jehoshaphat and put the choir member right before them.
我们看见圣经讲的是当众人歌唱的时候。
Yeah, the Bible tells us when the choir begin to sing,
当然一歌唱，神就差遣伏兵啊来击败仇敌。
As soon as they begin to sing, God sent ambush.
哎，你可知道神有伏兵为你预备
的吗？ And you know God has an ambush, an army hidden for you.
Hallelujah, 当你面对人生的征战，
or when you face the battle in your life,
仇敌四面的攻击，
or enemy attack you from all sides,
哎，神有伏兵为你预备啊。
And God has prepared an ambush, an army for you.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
哎，你说我怎么都不知道嘞？
How come I did not know that?
因为你没有赞美嘛。
Or because you don't praise God.
只要你开口赞美。
Once you open your mouth to praise God,
Hallelujah, 当你开口赞美的时候，
when you open your mouth and praise the Lord,
神要亲自差遣伏兵为你来征战的。
God sent an army and an ambush and to fight for you.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
在新约时代里面，
in the New Testament,
我们看在约翰福音里面，
in the Gospel of John,
在迦拿的婚宴当中，
or in the wedding feast in Cana,
他们没有酒了。
Or there is no wine.
酒用尽了。
Oh, there is no wine.
多少时候这不是人生的光景吗？
Oh, this is our life condition.
多少时候我们也经历酒用尽了。
We experience that our wine has run out.
好像在我们生命当中，好像一开始，好像一切都很顺利。
Oh, in the beginning of our life, we feel that everything is so smooth.
可是发现没有一件事按照我们所想象的在发生。
But nothing according to our plan.
哦，多少时候我们遇到人生的困境。
Oh, we find that we are in the dead end of our life.
走不下去了。
Oh, we can no longer walk.
在人绝望无路的时候。
In our desperation, in our hopelessness.
我们看见耶稣变了一个奇妙的神迹、啊。
So Jesus has performed an amazing miracle.
将水变成酒。
And turned the water into wine.
不但变成酒，而且把上好的美酒啊。
Not just turn this into wine, but turn it to an excellent wine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
在使徒行传当中。
In the book of Acts.
当门徒们领受主的大使命。
Or when the disciples received this great commission from God.
主叫他们往普天下去传主的福音。
God asked them to preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
当他们面对这个艰巨的使命，
so when they face this great task,
面对官府的逼迫，
and also the persecution from the official,
他们心中很彷徨啊。
Oh, they were so don't know what to do.
真的不知道何去何从。
Don't know where they should go from there.
神就降下圣灵在他们中间。
So God sent Holy Spirit to them,
使他们得着能力。
So they receive power.
他们就靠着圣灵的恩膏啊。
So by the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
把福音从耶路撒冷直传到地极啊。
So they preach the gospel from Jerusalem until the end of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
弟兄姐妹，整本圣经在证明我们的神是为我们开路的神。
Brothers and sisters, the whole Bible has proven to us that God is the one who makes a way for us.
今天无论你的光景是如何，
Today, no matter what is your circumstances,
在面对这新冠病毒的疫情，
as you face this coronavirus,
无论你心灵的光景如何，
no matter what is the heart condition,
你外面的环境的光景是如何，
or the external environment around you,
你一定要确信一件事情，
you need to be sure of one thing,
你所信的神是能够为你开路的神，
the God that you believe that is the one who can open the way for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
弟兄姐妹，复活节是一个庆祝耶稣基督从死里复活的日子。
Brothers and sisters, Easter is a day that we celebrate Jesus risen from the dead.
复活节是一个庆祝神得胜的日子。
And Easter is a day that we celebrate Christ's victory.
但我要告诉你，
but also need to tell you,
不单是庆祝神的得胜，
not only to celebrate Christ's victory,
复活节也是一个我们可以经历神得胜的日子、啊。
But it's a one that we can experience the victory.
Amen.
Amen.
求主帮助我们，让我们不要只是把复活节当作一个好像宗教的节日。
So may the Lord help us not to see Easter as a religious festival.
而在每天生活当中，你要凭信心领受神的恩典啊。
But in our daily life, we need to receive this grace every day.
复活节是什么
？What is Easter?
复活节是神给你伟大的应许。
It is the greatest promise from God.
神要在你一生当中带领你得胜。
God's going to bring you victory in your life.
神要在你一生当中亲自与你同在。
The Lord will be with you forever.
神要在你一生当中亲自来为你开道路。
And the Lord will make a way for you.
你就能在每天的生活当中经历主复活的大能。
Then in your everyday life, you can experience the power of His resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you.
因为你不但为我们死在十字架上。
Not just you died for us on the cross.
主，你第三天从死里复活了。
But on the third day, you were risen from the dead.
哦，主，我们今天在你面前一同来庆祝你的复活。
Today we are celebrating together your resurrection.
我们感谢你，因为你不但是为我们得胜。
We thank God that not only you are having victory for us.
而且你每天在我们生命当中要带领我们一同来得胜。
But in everyday life, you're going to lead us into victory.
我们谢谢你。
We want to thank you.
我们将一切荣耀都归给你。
Give all the glory.
弟兄姐妹，今天你是否感觉到在你生命当中好像仍然被罪恶所捆绑呢？
Brother and sister, do you feel that today you are still in the bondage of sin?
你感觉到好像过去的旧事到现在好像锁链缠绕着你呢
You feel that the old things that I chain right now has brought you down
你要来宣告那个锁链已经断开了
You need to declare that this chain has been broken
那个锁链一个断开的锁链是不能够再辖制你的
And this chain has been broken can no longer hold bondage on you
你要斥责仇敌撒旦一切欺骗跟控告
You need to rebuke the enemy's lies and accusations
在基督里你是可以得到自由的
So in Christ you can be free
你要奉主名来关闭魔鬼撒旦的工作。
In the name of Jesus Christ, you can turn off.
弟兄姐妹，你是否今天也感觉到你正面对生命的困境呢
？Brother, sister, are you feel that you are in the dead end of your life?
面对心灵里面的困境呢
？Or maybe dead end in your spirit?
感觉没有出路。
I feel that there is no way out.
你要相信你的神是为你开路的神。
You need to believe that your God is the one who opened the way for you.
现在把你的需要带到神的面前。
Now bring all your needs before God.
宣告神必要为你开道路。
And declare that the Lord will make a way for you.
弟兄姐妹，今天在我们中间，是不是有一些家人
？Francis, is there any family members?
一些朋友
？Or friends?
是还没有信主的呢
？Have not believed in Jesus Christ?
今天早上我邀请你。
This morning I'd like to invite you
接受耶稣做你个人的救主
to receive Jesus Christ as a personal savior
特别面对现在这个新冠病毒疫情发展的时候
especially when you face this coronavirus
你要知道你可以不必再孤单了、
啊、you need to know that you no longer be alone
你也可以不必再恐惧
you need not to be afraid
你可以每天从耶稣那里得到每天的生活的力量跟安慰
you can receive comfort and also strength from our Lord Jesus Christ every day
所以如果你愿意的话
if you are willing
你可以跟着我做以下的祷告
You can follow me with this prayer
亲爱的主耶稣
Dear Lord Jesus Christ
我感谢你
I thank you
你是爱我的神
You are God who loved me
你为我死在十字架上
You died for me on the cross
第三天从死里复活
On the third day you raised from the dead
今天我愿意回转来归向你
Today I want to turn back to you
求你赦免我的罪
Forgive my sins
让我再一次重新来到你的面前
And once again I can come to you
接纳你做我个人的救主
Receive you as my personal savior
也做我生命的主
And to be my Lord
你就要在我一生当中与我同在
That you'll be with me for the rest of my life
在每天的生活当中赐给我力量跟安慰
Give me strength and comfort in my everyday life
这样感谢祷告
We pray with thanksgiving
是奉耶稣基督得胜的名祈求
In Jesus' victorious name
Amen
Amen